Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back to Drive, second hour, Wednesday edition. Mike Furch is hanging with us as we're going to do some Top 10 Wednesday and talk about most iconic country artists. This ought to be interesting. To me, there's some difficulty here, but there are some must-haves on this list. You said when I approached you about doing this that your list may include some obscure artists.
Yeah, a year ago at this time, I was visiting Bristol, Tennessee, and visited the country music, the start of or the creation of country music location. It's the Smithsonian Institute in Bristol. That's where country music officially got started, was Bristol, Tennessee. And I was visiting the museum there. And I'll tell you, I think this list is far harder than the rock and roll list. If you look back at the history of country music and influential artists.
Well, yeah, because it spanned even different genres of country music.
I'll give you an example. One of the artists that almost made my list, and I really was fighting to get him in the list, is someone that you probably have never heard of, a fellow by the name of Moon Mullican.
Never heard of him.
He can't be iconic if I've never heard of him.
Without him, you would never have had the ragtime piano style.
I think it could be iconic because Mike's knowledge of this goes deeper than ours.
It does.
Well, and as an example, Jerry Lee Lewis and the whole Boogie Woogie piano style attribute him for the creation of the style of music that they picked up and played on. If you think of that influence, that goes back with the Beach Boys, people like Jerry Lee Lewis and others, it's a tremendous influence to have. And he had a couple of hits called Cherokee Queen was one of them that was a big hit. And if you go into the Kane's Ballroom in Tulsa, Oklahoma, one of the most historic music rooms in all of the world, you'll see his picture among the first pictures when you walk into that ballroom. And he did not make my list, and I thought for sure that he was going to make the list.
We're going to need to do a top 10 band names list at some point.
What do you mean?
Beach Boys, does it get any better than that as a name for a band? How do you come up with that?
Because they hang at the beach all
so
the time.
It's so simple, but it's just perfect.
Because they're a Southern California band.
Right, I understand that, but it's a perfect band name. The Beach Boys. Boom, done.
The first date I ever took my wife on, sitting out in the lobby, was to the Beach Boys. Yeah, sold my guitar at a pawn shop to get tickets to take her. That was with all of the original guys still alive.
Boy, this list has just become a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. But
would you put Moon Mullican on there?
we'll see what happens. This is a hard.
It's a hard one.
This is a hard list.
You're not going to like my first entry.
Why?
Because it's you won't just no one will have it. But I stand by it. And when we get time to do it, when we get ready to do this, I'll explain it.
Hopefully, what happens is some people are listening in though, and they'll hear some of these names. And they'll go check him out on YouTube or someplace.
That's the hope.
Yeah, that's the hope.
I've been very much expanding my musical base lately.
I'm proud of you. That's good,
Thank
Jeff.
Thank you.
That's really good.
This is really, really hard.
And you're still working on it.
I am. I don't know who to not put in here.
I'll guarantee you're going to leave out somebody you should have put in there.
I'm going
because I know I did as well.
Oh, my gosh. All right, here we go. Number 10 on your list, and we'd welcome your thoughts as well, listeners, at 869-1240. Most iconic country musicians. Mike.
Number 10. Ernest Tubb.
You're making us look bad. I mean, you're making us look bad. Ernest Tubb's a great get.
Yeah.
You're just showing off.
No, you asked for the 10 most influential people, and
iconic.
I don't listen to country music that much. Ernest Tubb is iconic. He's amazing.
He is iconic. Yeah. Ernest Tubb's a good one, Jeff.
I don't know.
Is this going to be bad?
You related to Billy Tubbs?
Tubb, not Tubbs.
My bad.
Bad. Somebody on Twitter said that for Sweeps Week, I ought to get Duda in.
Yeah, that's Preston, who's always a jerk. And I've blocked him in the past, and I'll be happy to do it again.
Preston, he's a good man.
Why does he treat me well?
He's giving you a hard time.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's your indoctrination. After 6 years, he'll lighten up. Number 10 on your list.
Kenny Chesney.
Interesting.
Because here's why. Country music went from being good to bad in over the course of like the 90s to now. And he's the bridge to me. I'm not saying he's good or bad, but he's the guy who crossed over both of those realms most successfully. Started in the early 90s. He's still going today as the bro country guy now. And he's that guy for me. Do you agree, Mike?
He's not on my top 10 list. I can see why he would be on some people's top 10 list, though. He's definitely an important figure in the history of country music.
Right. And
certainly if you look at where music's at today.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to account for, where country music is today and who has kind of crossed over and transcended both realms. That's my number 10.
I can't believe how hard this is. It's just so hard.
Have some conviction, man.
Number 10, and this will be met with potential anger. But I'm going with it. Alan Jackson.
Almost made my list. I love Alan Jackson.
He's my favorite. I love Alan Jackson.
So do I. But he didn't have the resurgence of his career like Kenny Chesney did of his. Alan Jackson is still making good music, so we're proud of him.
Is that a terrible pick?
No,
Mike?
I don't think so. I think Alan Jackson, I'd hold him in the same regard as someone like an Alabama. Had really popular music that a lot of folks liked, and for a lot of people that listened to him when they were not listening to country music, he's definitely an important figure. So
number 9 on your list, we're talking the iconic country musicians, Mike Furches with us.
This is an individual that was in the original Bristol Sessions in Bristol, Tennessee, the home or the creation of where country music was created, a fellow by the name of Jimmy Rogers.
I've heard of him.
This is You Are My Sunshine was the big hit that he had. But he was one of the original artists in the Bristol Sessions, which was where country music was formed and coined.
Don't you feel a little bit lesser when Mike Furches?
Yeah, a little. But
we love the kid, but I'm sitting over thinking, why don't I have this knowledge?
Gain it then if you're that interested.
You're talking about the Cardinals, it's I have no idea where you're going.
Thank you. Thank you. At least I know
you've got
that.
Areas that you're way above and beyond me.
Number 9 on your list, Jeff.
George Jones.
Well,
you didn't put him?
No, I got him, but I think that's low. But or high.
Well, I couldn't pass up any of the other people.
Low. That's
you think
low.
It's too high of a number, too low on the list.
Number 9 on my list is George Strait.
What?
I know you think he's higher.
I know he's higher.
No, I get it.
Every song he does is the most popular song in the world.
I get it. It's just never quite. This is my list.
George Strait has something for everybody, though. So if you don't like that song, go to the next one, or go to the next one after that. But you'll find 5 George Strait songs you like.
That's where you get to the idea, though. The concept is iconic and popular, the same thing.
Yeah, it's an interest. Iconic can mean a lot of different things.
But you become iconic with extreme popularity, to me. You share a different definition.
We're different view. That's okay.
See, I think you can become iconic but not be just hugely popular.
It doesn't work that way in any other realm, though. Who's the most iconic basketball player? Jordan. He's also the best.
Metalark Lemon.
Really?
Well, he's iconic, right?
He is, but also everybody knows him.
Duh. 869-1240. What a great answer by me.
You're not saying Eric Montross.
That silenced you.
I'd say Frank Selby is iconic, but a lot of people never heard of Frank Selby.
Kentucky.
No, Selby played at Furman University.
That's right.
Scored 100 points in a game.
Furman, Kentucky?
But then he had a pretty good NBA career.
Yeah, I sure
too.
Did.
Number 8 on your list.
Number 8 on my list, kind of following in the same tune that Jeff and you have been following, would be Garth Brooks. I think Garth Brooks is I think Garth has taken country from that place where it was at in a negative light to a popular. He crossed over to where it became popular again.
Fair enough. I'll go with that.
I watched the thing the other night from Notre Dame. Was amazing.
Didn't watch it because I don't have CBS, Mike.
Yeah, I know. It was amazing.
I wish I could have because I probably
would. Why don't you get the antenna that Tony Dusing just came in and told you
Tony
about?
Tony, get me one. All right. You can write it off for tax purposes.
I've got
I'm
an
told.
Extra antenna at home. You remind me and I'll bring it to you next time I come here.
What a sad state of affairs. Number 8 for me is also Garth Brooks.
Oh, wow. Pathetic. Yours is fine, Mike. His, no, I can't go.
Did you give us your number 8?
No.
Who is it?
Charlie Pride.
Charlie Pride was on my list, but he didn't make it.
Also, an old Negro League pitcher.
Charlie Pride's a a good one.
It's him and Hootie.
You couldn't name
as African Americans.
You couldn't name three Charlie Pride songs.
Oh, that one.
See, that's what's bad. You just wanted to throw him in there.
He's iconic. I think I know if I had time to think about it.
Most iconic country musicians. What do you think, listeners? Are we on the right track? Are we blowing it? Let's get to number 7 on Mike Furchess's list.
This is a Music Week, I think, here, Music Day. Merle Haggard be number 7 on my list.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you. What about you, Jeff? Number 7.
Dolly Parton.
Huh.
Dolly Parton. Yeah, I said it.
She's tremendous. I think Dolly Parton.
She's tremendous. No question. Yeah. And she's kind of having that. I love it when these artists have these resurgent things going on later in their careers. She's certainly having that. Good for you, Jeff. I don't think you're really convicted to it, but
9 to 5. If you're asking me to name a song,
number 7 for me is Patsy Cline. Again, tough list. I'm leaving off so many that
she made my top 15, but she's something else.
Yeah,
something else.
I got her at 7. As we count it down to number 1. Mike, what do you think? Number 6 on your list.
Number 6. Also, last time he was seen alive, speaking of Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia, was a fellow by the name of Hank Williams.
Really?
Yep. Last time he was seen alive was at a little hamburger joint in Bristol.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bristol, Tennessee.
Virginia, yeah.
Bristol.
I don't remember. My wife can tell
There's
me.
There's a Bristol, Tennessee. Is that where they have the racetrack?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're talking about Bristol, Virginia.
No, Bristol, Tennessee. This middle of Main Street, the center of Main Street, the dividing line is Tennessee, Virginia.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Give us a little flavor of that area because you also spend time in Johnson City.
Yeah, that's where I was born and raised in Johnson. I was born in Kingsport, raised in Johnson City. Just saw where President Bush's parents had grown up and lived in Kingsport for a period of time. I did
is
not
that
know
right?
That. Yeah. It's in the mountains near the not far from the coal mining areas of Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky. But it's in the mountains, a lot of mountain people. And it's kind of turned around the last number of years because of the Tri-City area. Tri-City area is a little over 2 million people. But it's nothing like here. You have Johnson City, Kingsport, and Bristol, a little towns called Bulls Gap, Jonesboro, which is the oldest city west of the Appalachian Mountains. So you have a lot of little places like that. But musically, it's extremely important in the history of country music because all those people came to Bristol to record.
How'd you end up in Wichita?
I was recruited to play football and basketball. I was recruited to play basketball at ORU, and while I was there, there were 3 small schools in Kansas that wanted me to play football and basketball, and I thought I could do it, and boy, was I wrong.
Interesting. So. Number 6 on your list, Jeff, iconic country and Western artist.
Willie Nelson.
Well, yesterday when I mentioned him, he scoffed at it.
I said he wasn't as influential as others that have been named, and he's not because he's number 6.
But you went and looked online for some different lists and stuff, probably like I did.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do.
And he's on all the lists.
Of course he is. He wears cool bandanas and pigtails.
Now, here's one that you just completely eliminated yesterday. He's number 6 on my list. And how dare you? Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, not on my list.
Oh, my God.
And if
Mike,
I can speak to Mike, he's not on yours either.
He's not on my top 10.
Really?
No.
What do you think?
I think he's a tremendous artist and a performer, but you've talked about how hard this list is. I can justify him not being on my list. I mean, you probably can't justify him not being on yours, but that's okay.
I've never seen him perform live, but I've seen him perform on television a lot. He's captivating.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just interesting to look at, for one thing. He's a true star. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
does
how,
that make any
yeah,
sense?
How influential would he have been if he would have gotten on the plane, though?
What
was
do you
it
mean?
Waylon? He traded seats out with...
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
Also.
What?
He's dead.
Right.
So you're talking about is.
He is. He's... I know he's not alive. What do you think I am?
I think Waylon probably had as much of an impact on rockabilly style as he did country. And a lot
he's
of
just
don't
respected by everyone.
Yeah.
Robert, hello, Robert. You're on the show.
Hello. I was going to let the list go all the way to the end before I decided.
Well, why don't you, Robert?
Well, because of the disrespect shown to Waylon Jennings.
Thank you.
It is a travesty, and I mean, yes, Jimmy Rogers is country, but there's a reason the outlaw country movement happened. And, you know, the Nashville went soft, kind of like they've done now again, and, you know, all this stuff that you couldn't even call country. I mean, you're talking about somebody who played with Buddy Holly, moved into his own, did his own thing. Willie Nelson wouldn't exist without Waylon Jennings.
All right. It was great.
You could argue wouldn't exist without Waylon Jennings.
Great points,
one of
Robert.
The best songwriters, the singers. Also, I don't know if anybody will have them, but Bob Wills of the Texas Playboys. Now, of course, I'm Texas-centric, but, I mean, Waylon has a song. Bob Wills is still the king. There was a different kind of country music in different areas. And, I get leaving Texas off, but it is a huge corner of that country music population.
Thank you, Robert.
Of course.
There's Robert coming to bat for Waylon Jennings.
And keep listening, Robert. Where I may have let you down in one area, I'll probably make you feel better in another.
let's get to Chuck. Hello, Chuck. Chuck, you're on the show. How are you?
I'm fine. I've got one name, maybe flies a little under the radar, but it is my absolute most favorite country song, and that's Johnny Russell.
Mike?
I know who Johnny Russell is. And
Rednecks. Rednecks, White Sox, Blue Ribbon Beer.
And he's in some ways, he was one of the people really instrumental in that outlaw movement that the last caller was talking about. So I definitely know who he is and would agree that he had a tremendous influence in that particular style of music.
Thanks, Chuck. He just missed my list.
Real quick, though, he actually did Act Naturally, which the Beatles recorded.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chuck. We appreciate it. Let's get to Eric.
Hey, three quick ones in here that I've just loved older guys. Lefty Frizzell and who what country, what any singer can sing a song about Saginaw, Michigan and work that into a verse. And then that's true talent. And Marty Robbins, the balladeer, and then George Jones, just the rip your heart out guy. Those three would have to be on my top 10.
Thank you, Eric. Good, all three good ones. One maybe.
Did you give your number six?
Yeah, didn't I? Maybe. Oh, yeah, Waylon Jennings. That's what sparked all this debate.
You're right.
Merle, have you mentioned Merle Haggard?
Yeah, he's number seven on my list.
Okay, number seven. 869-1240 if you want to weigh in on this discussion. Top 10 iconic country musicians. The segment every Wednesday brought to you by the Heat Lounge over at 338 North Rock Road, where on Wednesdays it's Whiskey Wednesday, $4 Jamesons, Irish breakfast shots. That's at the Heat Lounge, 338 North Rock. Jake, you get a word in before we get to our top fives.
Excellent, excellent. Here's a name for y'all, Doug Collins.
Mike?
Not familiar.
We don't know him, Jake.
He's out of Amarillo, Texas.
All right, well, we'll do some research, but none of us know him.
Iconic?
If Jason Eadie's on your list, by the way, you're off the
show.
Well,
he's iconic in my heart.
Even though he didn't respond to you on Facebook. We'll talk about that
in
a minute.
What if just his people read it? I don't know.
All right, let's get Dan in. Dan?
Yeah, some names I'd like to throw in is I like Emmylou Harris, I like Guy Clark, and I like Charlie Rich.
All good ones. Thanks, Dan. Number five on your list, iconic country artist.
It's kind of strange because one of the callers in the last segment mentioned his name, Mr. Bob Wills. Bob Wills, the Texas Playboys, played a ton of shows out of Tulsa, Oklahoma at Kane's Ballroom, did the Louisiana Hayride, and is critically important to the development of country music and swing music, especially in the state of Texas, which spread out across the world.
And you talk about your band names. The Texas Playboys. It's not bad. Number five.
Johnny Cash.
Only five.
That's right.
Do you know that my wife is not going to be pleased? And that's too low. You can't have four above Johnny Cash.
Sorry. This is how it is.
Get back to me when the four that you have above Johnny Cash have had biopics made about their lives.
Biopics.
Five for me is Willie Nelson. And he won't be on your list, will he?
I've already said Willie Nelson.
Yeah,
he was number six.
All right, let's get our number fours in before we get back to the phones. Number four, Mike.
This is why it gets so hard. You got artists like Loretta Lynn. Tremendous influence. Still playing and performing, but Loretta Lynn would be my number four.
Number four. Didn't make my list. Wrote her name down. There's several names I wrote down here that it's ridiculous that I don't have them on the list. Number four for you, Jeff.
Garth Brooks.
Ahead of Johnny Cash.
That's correct.
Oh, boy.
Sorry. That's how life goes sometimes.
Number four for me is George Jones.
Interesting.
What do you mean interesting?
It's interesting.
He's like the grandfather of the whole thing.
A little bit, yeah.
Let's get to Jason. Jason, you're on with us.
It might be a tragedy, boys, if you don't have John Denver on your list.
Oh, boy, Jason. I don't.
There's a train wreck about to happen.
Thank you. Thank you. Jason, I thought about John Denver, but I don't necessarily define him as a country
singer. He's like a folk
singer. He's more like a country pop. I love John Denver.
You're killing me.
I'll say this.
Thanks, Jason.
The John Denver and Muppets Christmas record, the best Christmas record ever. There's that for you.
He's a folk musician,
yeah,
to
I
me.
Think he's folk, too. I love John Denver.
We'll have a John Denver week coming up soon because he is fantastic.
You got to do it with the Muppets can be played on there with him, too. I love that John Denver and the Muppets album. I'm telling you, I really think it's one of the best Christmas albums ever.
That's great. Maybe my wife and I will play that if
I think
we get into the
you
Christmas
definitely
mood.
Should.
Number three on – Jeff, be quiet. Number three on your list.
What did I say? Mike, punch
this,
him.
This is, I can't reach him. This is the artist that most country music artists say is the most influential artist of all time, and I think he is as well in a lot of regards, but he's only number three on my list. That's Mr. Bill Monroe.
Doggone you. That's a good one. See, that's just going back again to that very beginning of this whole – that's good. He showed us up again.
Oh, that's fine.
Number
I know
three
my
on your
guys
list.
Are iconic. I don't know about his. Mine's Hank Williams at number three.
Isn't what's the Monroe girl that you like? That
Ashley.
Is she related to Bill Monroe?
I don't know.
I don't know. She's not.
Are you sure about that?
I'm 100% sure.
Who's number three on your list?
Hank Williams.
Number three on my list, Hank Williams.
That's good.
Not Hank Williams Jr. Didn't make the list, but Hank Williams. Number three on both Jeff and I's list. Now you're getting down into this hallowed territory. Not that we haven't been. All 10, really. But who's the toughest person that didn't make your list? I've got two. You can give me two. I've got two that didn't make my list. In fact, I've got three. Loretta Lynn didn't make my list. Tough to leave her off. Mike, who's one of yours?
Willie Nelson. That was
didn't
a tough
make
one.
Your list.
Didn't make my list.
Jeff, who's one of yours that didn't get on?
Well, Waylon was tough, and Alan Jackson was tough because I enjoy his music quite a bit.
Another one, and I think I'll be met with – I think Mike will like the other two that I wrote down, and they just didn't quite get there. Kenny Rogers, do we consider him to be a country artist?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I loved Kenny Rogers and Buck Owens. I think Buck Owens is a vastly underrated guy.
We just lost a fellow down in Tulsa, Roy Clark.
Yes.
The MFF
sad.
Yeah. And tremendous. And that whole hee-haw era, there's just something about that just really brought alive country music.
Everybody watched hee-haw, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so.
I watched it, and I wasn't even really a country person, but it was such an entertaining show. And Buck Owens and Roy Clark had incredible chemistry.
Absolutely incredible, yeah.
They just lit up the stage when they were together. And Roy Clark, from what I've been told by people who know more about it than I do, might have been the best guitar player ever.
He was phenomenal. He definitely is in my top 10 list of all time. Roy Clark, when I was a director of a program, executive director of a program in Tulsa, Roy Clark did a benefit show for us one time. He's just a phenomenal entertainer and was a truly gracious, wonderful, kind man.
Number two on your list of all-time iconic country musicians.
Johnny Cash.
Number two. Johnny Cash. Number two for you, Jeff.
Of course, George Strait.
Number two, George Strait. Number two for me is Merle Haggard. I've studied him a little bit more and his past, and I think everybody knows it. Just an incredible life for Merle Haggard. So he's number two for me. Let's get to Ed before we reveal our number ones. Ed?
Yeah, did anybody have Kris Kristofferson on their list?
Nobody here did. We haven't done number ones, but I can't imagine anybody will have Chris Christopherson at number one.
I'll say this. Send me a message at Facebook.
Ed,
I'm sorry. Send me a message at Facebook, and I'll tell you a personal story about Chris Christopherson.
You're not going to share that on the air with us?
If we've got time, I can share it.
Thanks, Ed.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal songwriter.
We agree that Chris Christopherson has a place in the discussion for sure. Earl, you're on the show.
I believe I haven't heard Glenn Campbell come out of anybody.
Well, now you've upset me because I didn't even think of Glenn Campbell.
My goodness, that growing up, Johnny Cash, little Glenn Campbell, and when I decided to discover outlaw country, boys, he's not iconic, but David Allan Coe represents outlaw country. Merle Haggard got him out of prison.
Glenn Campbell, you made my head spin with that one, Earl.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't hear that from anybody.
Well, it's an oversight on my part for sure.
If we were talking about favorite, he would be on my list, but we're not talking about favorite.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But he's also iconic.
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell. I should have had him on my list.
And I think he got better as he got older. His last two albums were phenomenal. His next to last album, I think, was by far the best album he ever did. That's when he recorded, when he knew that he had Alzheimer's. It's a phenomenal record. My wife and I will tell you, we play that thing all the time.
And now we go with number one. And I think mine's probably not a mystery, but Mike, I'm very curious to know who yours is.
I think without this group, you would not have country music, the Carter family.
The Carter family.
Yeah. Johnny Cash married into it, but they were existing and influencing music before Johnny Cash married into that family. Maybelle Carter, June Carter, all of them.
Where are you at on Billy Joe Shaver?
I love Billy Joe Shaver, but I don't know if he would be on my top 10
list. Never heard of him. Who tweeted you that?
Nobody.
One?
I know Billy Joe
Shaver.
Really?
You know Billy Joe Shaver.
I do.
He goes along with Kinky Friedman and all those guys down Texas way. Billy Joe Shaver's a phenomenal artist. I love his stuff. Yeah.
Who's number one on your list, Jeff?
Merle Haggard.
Really?
Yep.
I swear, Max, roll the tape from yesterday. I swear that you mocked me for Merle Haggard.
I didn't mock you. I said I didn't like his music as much as I hoped I would.
Yet he's number one.
Yeah, because my opinion isn't necessarily what carries the day on these factual and objective arguments.
Mike, can you decipher what he just said? Here's the thing about my son, and it's a sad state of affairs. You make no sense.
How does that not make sense?
You said yesterday that you don't enjoy Merle Haggard.
I didn't say that.
Yet today
I said I didn't like him as much
one.
As I hoped I would. When I delved into his catalog a little bit. And
did you like Garth Brooks as much as you thought you would?
I haven't delved deeply into his catalog. I like some of his songs.
And he didn't make my list simply because if he would have been able to stay out and do the concert instead of passing out when I did see him, I probably would have had more
appreciation. He passed out when you went to see him.
He had a notorious drinking problem. And
yes.
That represented one of his stage performances at times.
Who, yeah. Merle?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you were talking about Garth for a minute.
No,
Merle.
Now, see, Merle, I don't know, maybe they have made a movie about
it'd
Merle Haggard.
It'd be a good one. I don't
but it would be, wouldn't that be something?
It'd be a good movie. Yeah.
I would love to see that. Here's Bill. Bill?
Yes.
What's up?
It's Bill. I haven't heard anybody mention Ernest Tubb.
Mike mentioned him at number 10, Bill.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Bill.
Number one for me is Johnny Cash. So that's to keep some harmony in my home with my wife, who's the biggest Johnny Cash fan I've ever known, but also because he's just an incredible musician, talent, the story, just everything about Johnny Cash is iconic.
Yeah. You know, we talked about earlier in the program, President Bush and how memorable he was and the things. Johnny Cash is the same way. He had a rough life at points and times, but boy, did he turn into a saint. And he was a good man. And he had some tremendous music. And the movie, Walk the Line, what a tremendous tribute to him and his family.
Great movie.
And the honesty of that movie as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Mike. Good to have you on as we talk movies, pop culture, country artists. You're a fascinating guy, and we're happy that you are part of our show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy being here.
That's Mike Furches. We'll be back in a moment with our final full segment on a Wednesday edition of The Drive KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.